From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. New York State Police are conducting an investigation into how human remains ended up along the shore of Skodak Island in Stuyvesant. Authorities were called to the Hook Boat Club on Route 9J around 6:30 p.m. April 29th after the bones were discovered. State Forest Rangers, firefighters, and investigators from state police remained on the scene for several hours. Trooper Aaron Hicks, a state police spokesman, said the investigation is continuing. Skeletal remains were also uncovered on a property off Route 9J in Stuyvesant April 7th. Those bones were found buried several feet underground and sent to a museum for study. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office determined that no foul play had occurred in that case. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Wendy Libertor is reporting for the Times Union. The superintendent of the Ichabod Crane Central School District, Michael Vanio, had the majority of his driving privileges suspended April 29th by Wilton Town Justice David Town. Jonathan Cohn, Vanio's attorney, said Town did grant Vanio 51 two driving privileges, allowing him to drive to work and to doctor's appointments because he is a first-time offender. He said, and I quote, "It's pretty standard pending prosecution," end quote. Cohn also said that after 30 days, Vanio would be eligible for a conditional license, which would expand his driving privileges. Vanio is currently facing charges after allegedly crashing his 2008 Jeep into an occupied vehicle on Maple Avenue and Smith Bridge Road in Saratoga County. The county sheriff alleges he fled the scene and was subsequently found at home intoxicated. Vanio is on voluntary unpaid leave of absence from the Ichabod Crane District. Assistant Superintendent Suzanne Guttenlow has taken over his duties. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Taplin is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The residents of Catskill Village will celebrate the region's history by honoring Rip Van Winkle this summer. Van Winkle is a character from Washington Irving's 1819 short story of the same name. The character has represented the village of Catskill for almost 200 years. Interest in the character was renewed after village president Vincent Seeley in February proposed ditching Rip and rebranding the village with a new, unified, and forward-looking image. That conversation led to the development of Rip's Awakening, a festival to pay homage to the region's roots conceived by Richard Rip Van Wagoner and Anthony Picardi, both of Catskill. The festival will begin at noon on June 22nd and continue into the evening with live entertainment along Main Street during the day and later performances at Dutchman's Landing, Wagoner said. He said, and I quote, "It will fall on the weekend of the 200th anniversary of the publication of Irving's story," end quote. A major goal of the event is to showcase local musicians and artists. A secondary goal is to raise the funds needed to repair the wooden Rip Van Winkle statue displayed at the top of Main Street during the summer months. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brooks is reporting for Billboard Magazine. Organizers have canceled the Woodstock 50 event, according to a statement released early April 29th. In that statement, Dentsu Aegeus Network, the festival funder, said, and I quote, "Despite our tremendous investment of time, effort, and commitment, we don't believe the production of the festival can be executed as an event worthy of the Woodstock brand name while also ensuring the health and safety of the artists, partners, and attendees." End quote. The statement continues, and I quote, "After careful consideration, Dentsu Aegeus Network Amplify Live has decided to cancel the festival. As difficult as it is, we believe this is the most prudent decision for all parties involved," end quote. Headliners on a three-day event include The Killers, Dead Company, Image Dragons, and Jay-Z. Sources told Billboard that concerns about the festival's capacity, site readiness, and permitting issues led to the cancellation of the commemorative event, which was scheduled to take place August 16th through 18th. Read the full story at billboard.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.